This photo of three mushrooms on the ground is a classic example of finding photo opportunities in everyday places where you might not expect to see them. My coworker Christy asked if I could go pick up some textbooks with her. They were in the building next door and they were kind of heavy, so she needed someone to come carry half these textbooks. I said, sure. So we walked out of our building, and as we left, I saw a couple of mushrooms in the dirt. Nothing special at all, right? I didn't give it much thought, and I've walked past this little dirt patch many times, and there's often like mushrooms or something growing there. I never really think twice about it. Well, a few hours later, I thought, you know, I'll bring my D200 down and just see if I can get a photo. It was really nice and overcast, and there was good lighting, so I thought it wouldn't hurt to try. And I got down close to the ground, maybe about a foot and a half away from these mushrooms. And something about this scene was kind of captivating. It kind of held my attention for a little while. These little guys were about 2 to 3 inches tall. And I got this sense that it was like this daddy mushroom on the right, a mommy mushroom in the middle, and their kid mushroom on the left-hand side. Now, I know that sounds kind of silly, but I thought it was kind of cool. I laid flat on the ground and I shot the scene from a couple different angles. And I tried to be mindful of the background. I wanted to create a sense of comfort and isolation, almost like these mushrooms were kind of in a warm cave or something like that, which wasn't actually the case. If you look on the blog, I've linked to a picture of the whole scene that I shot with my iPhone, and you can see there's on the left, there's like some steps and there's some bushes and stuff. It doesn't look like anything special at all, but you get in close with a nice prime lens like this. There's my usual plug for prime lenses, especially the 50mm prime. And you see things from a whole new perspective. It's really cool. Now, the lesson here, if there is a lesson to be gleaned from this, is that this doesn't look like anything special at all. And most people would never think of taking a photo, and I sure didn't. But I guess the first lesson here, and I'm going to go off my script a little bit. I always do these audios off of a couple notes that I've written down. The first lesson is look for beauty in everyday things. Specifically, look for personification. That's sort of a fifth grade English vocabulary word, but it means applying human emotions or traits to everyday objects. So look for ways that you can apply human characteristics to everyday objects and see how that affects your photography. That's what I did here. I didn't think anything of these mushrooms until I sort of saw them as maybe a little family, which is obviously not the case. It's just a couple fungus. It's just some fungus sticking up from the ground. There's nothing human about it. But when you apply some human traits to it and you think of a dad and a mom and a kid, then it kind of changes your interpretation of the photo a little bit. My friend Julie, who I've mentioned on the blog before, she posted a photo a little while ago about a tree that's hanging down over a stream. And on its own, it's not all that special. I mean, it's a great photo, but on its own, you think, oh, there's a tree in a stream. But she sort of applied human characteristics to that photo, and she wrote a little poem about it to go along with the photo, and she talked about how the tree was just reaching down as if it was trying to touch the water. And that's not the case. There's nothing human about the tree or intentional about its position relative to the stream. It just happened to be hanging down. But you apply these human traits and suddenly it sort of transforms how you interpret the photo. And that's kind of cool to do that for everyday objects. And I wouldn't go so far as to say as a photo challenge, like you should try doing this tonight. But it's just something that might help you look at these everyday things in a new light if you apply some human traits to them and see what happens. One day later, I came back the following day, and the mushrooms were completely different. The tops had sort of expanded and folded outwards, and the whole scene was gone. So I had just a small window to take this photo, and I didn't even know it at the time. So the other lesson here is carpe diem, man. If you see a photo op, go for it. If you wait and if you think, well, that's maybe I'll get to it later. Maybe I'll try tomorrow. Maybe I'll bring my camera some other time. If you wait, the photo could be lost forever. So you got to seize the day while you can.